But it's good to be in God's house this morning. Good to be saved. Good to know the Lord and free pardon of sin. And you know, we're living in a time of turmoil.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know which way to go. And I was just telling Jerry earlier, and him and Eric was talking. I said, you know, this and says that, and that and says this. This preacher telling people that and this. You know, I got something inside of me that tells me what I need to do.
Amen.
Jesus said it was expedient that he go away, and he said, if I go away, he said, I'll send a comforter.
Right. That's right.
And he said, he'll come and he'll teach you and guide you and direct you in all truth. And I'm thankful for that this morning. But,
amen.
You know, I listened on the way up here, listening to the radio and just thinking to myself and thinking about what to preach on this morning. And one preacher was on there taking phone calls and talking about how, what a shame it was the government shut down all the churches and how they pulled strings and shut down the churches. You know, government's not shut the church down.
No.
They've asked us to.
Yeah.
Amen. Just for health's sake.
Yeah.
And I understand that.
Yeah.
Then another preacher gets on there and talks about how more faith we ought to have. And we ought to be at the house of God if we don't have enough faith to trust God through this. And that sounds good too, don't it? Mm-hmm. But all in all, we just have to work out our own salvation out here in Trinity. And said all that to say this. I talked to a man last week before last, and this is what he told me. He said, I was driving down the road, and he said, we just had those storms that one night last week. Can't remember when it was. We had those storms and all that rain come. He said, next morning I was driving down the road. He said, God spoke to me and said, the virus is gone. He said, I washed you to what? He said, I just had to pull over and rejoice a while. Well, the virus is still here.
Yeah.
Somebody was listening to the wrong voice.
Yeah.
Another preacher called me this week, and he said, we quit having church. Said, what's the use of going to church if you can't fellowship?
No.
But you hear all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But folks, through it all, Jesus is still on the throne.
Amen.
He's sitting at the right hand of God, and he's making intercession for me and you.
Right.
Now, this is what the Word tells me. He said, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Now, sometimes I can't be at the house of God, but I can read my word and hear what the word of God says to me.
Yeah.
So this morning, I want to tell you this, and I'll get into the message. Abraham was taking Isaac up on the hill to sacrifice, Isaac said, Father, we have the altar, we have the wood, and we have the fire. Where's the sacrifice? This morning at 4 o'clock, I said, God, I've got the book, I've got the thought, I got the church to be at, but where's the message? He said, I'll prepare it.
Yeah.
So I still don't have the message. All I have is that thought and the scripture, and I have the church. So this morning, you bear with me in the 10th chapter of the book of St. John's Gospel this morning. Very familiar scripture. Brother Jerry preached Sunday before last, and he talked about the little woman. When she came to Jesus there, and he began to tell her how you must worship him in spirit and truth. Coming a time that you'll worship him in spirit and truth. For God is a spirit. Amen. So I'm glad, Brother, like you said, I can worship him wherever I'm at.
Amen.
All I have to do is get in the spirit. Amen.
That's right.
And I'm thankful for that this morning. And as he began to preach like that Sunday, and I began to talk about it, he went into Moses and Aaron, how that Moses told Aaron there to take God had told him to start with, to get out of the way, depart from these people, because I'm going to destroy them. And, and Moses was praying. He said, Aaron, take some fire from the altar in a cistern and run out between them and death. Amen. He went out and he stayed the plague because he was willing to stand between them and death. I'm going to tell you this morning, there was a man that left the splendors of heaven and stood between death and us this morning. Hey, that you and I could have right to the tree of life. Amen. That we could be saved, be born again.
Amen.
And this book here, he talks about it. Of the 10th chapter and 11th verse. He said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not of the shepherd whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming. Let me slow down. And leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. And the hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep and other sheep. You remember what we just studied about this morning, the Gentiles? because he said, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold, of them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doeth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself, and I have power to lay it down, and have power to take it again. This commandment I have, I received of my Father. Father in heaven, this morning, God, as we come before you, Lord, asking your blessings this morning upon the precious word of God. Lord, I know this morning, God, that you said you prepare the message. Lord, I'm just trusting this morning that you'll fill my mouth. And Lord, we'll give you praise and glory and honor for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. It's just good to be here this morning. Now I begin to think about this. And the thought that kept coming to my mind, amen, was back there in Psalm 23. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Let me tell you something about David. David knew what a shepherd's job was. Amen, because he had watched his father's sheep. You remember whenever Samuel went down to Jesse's house to anoint a king. He said, "Do you have any more children?" He said, "Yeah, David. He's out of tending to the flock." He said, "Send for him." This little boy was out there tending to the sheep. He knew what the duties of a shepherd was. Amen. And that was to watch and to care for those sheep. Brother Jerry, to keep them protected. Amen. And to lead them to greener pastures. Amen. To give them better water. David went on to say, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Amen. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Amen. You think about that this morning. I believe David knew in his mind what it was all about to serve God. Amen. And to watch after the flock. Amen. So when God anointed him to be a king over Israel, he knew how to take care of things. Because Jesus said, or God said, he said, "He is the apple of my eye. He's a man after my own heart." Amen. Listen, David knew how to tend to the sheep.
Yeah.
And you remember the story, and I ain't going to get into the story about David and Goliath, but if you'll remember the story, how that when David went down to see about his brothers, amen, and the Philistine was cursing God's army, and the Bible said there, that David said, "Is there not a call?" And they took him to Saul, and he began to tell Saul not to fear. He said, "I will fight for the children of Israel." He was willing to die. And they said, "What makes you think that you can do this?" He said, "Whenever the bear and the lion came and took of my father's sheep, he said, I went after him." He said, "When he rose up against me, he said, I took him by the beard and I smote him." Amen. Listen, he said, that same God will be with me today. He knew. He said, "My rod, my rod and my staff, they comfort me and they protect me." But all we had back then was that. And they trusted God. Amen. And the great shepherd, when he went after that sheep, folks, he brought him back home safe. Because he loved it.
Right.
He was willing to fight for it. Amen. And I thought about there Moses. As you're going back to Moses, the book said there, amen, there were several years that Moses had to work for his father-in-law. And brother, you know what he was doing? He was tending to the flock. Amen, to the herds. Everything that he had, he was watching over. Moses had a little bit of insight and leadership. You know what I'm talking about? He said here, he said he would lead them, amen, to greener pastures. He would lead them to better waters. The shepherd goes before us. And the shepherd today has done gone before us. And the Bible said he gone to prepare a place for us. Where he is, we might be also. I'm so thankful this morning. Brother Jerry, through the Spirit of God, it's a leading us towards them greener pastures.
Amen.
Moses out there, amen, tending to the flock one day, and all at once he looked over there and there's a bush a burning out of nowhere. Amen. The Bible said that God spoke to him out of that bush. Said, "Moses, take your shoes off, or you're standing on holy ground." Boy, you think about that for a minute. Oh, how holy it must have been. To have been right there in the presence of God. He said, "Moses, I'm here to cry of my children." And he said, "I'm going to send a man down there to deliver them." Folks, let me tell you something. Moses went down to the children of Israel. Amen. Went down there to lead them out to a place the Bible said, how that flow with milk and honey. Amen. To a better place, out of torture and torment. You know what this world is? This is not our home, church. Hey, this is just a place we stop by on our way home. Amen. We're just going to be here for a little while. Amen. But if to a place that flows with milk and honey.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm trying my best to stay behind the pulpit. I don't want to spit on nobody and give you the Bible. Amen. I loved you this morning. And he said on over here in the 10th chapter. Hey man, he said, let me read here, 25th verse. He said, and Jesus answered, and he said, I have told you, and you believe not. How the works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness to me.
Yeah.
But you believe not because you are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice.
Amen.
And I know them, and they follow me.
Uh-huh.
And I give unto them eternal life.
Yeah.
And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my hand. I am my Father are one. Folks, this morning, God came, amen, in the flesh, amen, as Jesus Christ the Savior, and He gave His life on Calvary.
Amen.
If you'll remember the sacrifices, most of the time the best sacrifices was the lambs, amen, because why? Because they was pure, considered a very given and a tender animal, amen, and they would offer them up for sacrifice. But listen, Jesus came on the form of man. He is a little lamb being led to the slaughter and died for our sin that He might rise again and be our great shepherd. Amen. To lead us home to a greener pasture, to a place where eternal life is. Will there be no suffering?
Amen.
Will there be no more death? Will it all be good?
Amen.
It'll be a time like we ain't never seen before. Moses went down to deliver the children of Israel and he had problems with them all along the way. Folks, let me tell you something. Peter said, let me find it right quick. I'll just read it to you. Peter said in the first Peter chapter 2, 25, he said, for ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. Amen. We was all out here was wandering around. I've preached on this stuff a million times over the years, and it seemed like today I thought, God, you put this scripture on my heart, and it seemed like I've preached it everywhere I went. Amen. I preached it in the church when I pastored over and over. And amen. But listen, you think about this morning. Amen. We was all gone astray. When we was born sinners. Amen. And we grew up under the tutorship of our mamas and daddies. Amen. And they tried to teach us right from wrong. My daddy was a lost man. But he tried to instill in me, amen, some morals. Amen. To be a man when I grew up. How that people could trust. That somebody could look to and say, hey, he's a man of his word. That was something he instilled in our hearts. But listen, amen, as I got older, and I began to find out about sin, and I began to partake in it, and I just went out into the world, and I began to do my own thing. But one day, let me tell you something this morning. I didn't fall in love with God, amen, because I decided to fall in love with Him. I didn't fall in love with the Lord just because one day I wanted to. Let me tell you what happened. I fell in love with Him because He come looking for me. Amen. He knew I was walking. He knew I was headed to a devil's hell. And He come looking for me, folks. Amen. He called me out of darkness. That's why I love Him. It was because He stayed between me and death. He stepped between me and the devil. And He said, son, you can be mine. And that day, it was a great warfare went on in my soul. I remember from the time I got up. Brother Eric, it was a warfare when it sounded me. All day long. The devil pulling one way. And the Lord speaking to me softly the other. Amen. But when I got to the house of God, oh, hallelujah, I met the shepherd. Hey, and he took that aware of all the beard. And he stole him that day.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Said he's one of mine.
Amen.
He comes around every once in a while.
Amen.
He's still out there wandering around. And I'm glad that I still have that shepherd watching over my soul.
Amen.
Amen. The shepherd and the bishop of my soul.
Amen.
This morning Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. He said, my sheep know my voice.
Yeah.
He said, another they'll not hear. And I probably told this in every church I've ever preached in nearly for the past 10 years. I was in a little church service in Jamestown, Tennessee. And this old boy stood up one night testifying. And the man had just preached about that scripture right there. How that the Lord has said that my sheep know my voice and another will not listen.
Amen.
He said his neighbor raised sheep. And he said every day, he said, I'd go out there and I'd be outside. He said, I'd hear my neighbor. And he said he would whistle. That he had this little tune that he'd whistle.
Uh-huh.
And he said them sheep would come running their best. And they would come to the barn. And he would feed them. And he'd put them up at night to protect them and keep them safe.
Right.
And one day he said he just thought to himself, his neighbor was gone. And he said, I've listened to him and I've listened to him. And I practiced that whistle. He said, I went out there that day, nobody home. He said, I began to whistle. He said, I'd whistle. And he said, them sheep would raise up and look and go back to grazing. He said, I'd whistle again, they'd raise up and look for a second, they'd go back to grazing. He said they wouldn't pay me no more attention than nothing. He said, but later that evening, that old boy came home. He said he walked out on his porch and whistled. He said, you seen them all, honey. Folks, I'm here to tell you how Jesus said, my sheep know my voice.
Yeah.
I listen, every preacher's got his opinion. I have mine, Jerry's got his, Joe's got his, Derek's got his. But it don't make us all right. Amen. Listen, how that preacher down the road says one thing. Preacher over yonder says something else. Preacher down yonder says something else. And let me tell you something, it don't matter what they say. This is what matters. Are you saved by the grace of God? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you received the Savior as your Savior? Have you accepted that appointed time? Have you been born again? That's all that matters.
Amen.
If we listen to that voice, we won't get in trouble.
That's right.
Amen.
Too many times we pull this way. And we pull that way.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. When I started preaching, I had some old brothers that wanted to help me. This one didn't like the way of preaching this way, and that didn't like the way of preaching that way. They tried to tell me to preach this way, and times he didn't want to preach that way. Now I will tell you something Jerry told me. He said, find your own way. Exactly what he told me. I said, what am I supposed to do? He said, find your own way. He said, y'all gonna preach like me, you ain't gonna preach like so and so. He said, you find the way God wants you to preach and you preach it. And so far I found that to be true. But this preacher told me to preach condemnation. This preacher told me to preach all goodness and joy. I could have been old Joe Osteen if I wanted to, if my teeth was white enough. But you know what? I just chose to be a child of God.
Amen.
I just chose to serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want to serve God and give Him. Amen. What He give me, I want to. You know what He said? He said, that you receive, that you freely give.
Amen.
You know, it took me a long time to figure out what He was talking about. Amen. Was to receive what I have received, to give it out. What I received was salvation. What I felt was joy. And boy, let me tell you, that grace, that mercy,
amen,
how wonderful it was when it came into my life.
Yeah.
And that great shepherd's always been there all along the way.
Yeah.
And you know what a shepherd does? You know why he had that staff? If you ever look at a shepherd's staff, most of them got a hook on the end of them.
That's right.
So when that sheep would get out of whack, he'd reach and get it. Pull it back.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that good? Mm-hmm. To know that every once in a while he just has to get you and pull you back.
Amen.
He said, would you not leave the 99 and go after the one if you had 100 sheep and one would stray? Takes a special preacher to be a pastor, and I'm just going to tell you this. I know because I'm speaking from experience. You have to be willing to take the persecution. You have to be willing to take all the backbiting. You have to be willing to take all the things they'll throw your way. Every time that somebody will stand up in the church and say something against you. Amen. And you know what? Take somebody willing to do all that. Have that pastor's heart. When I said I wanted to pastor the church, there was a preacher took me aside and he said, son, he said, do you know what you're asking for? I said, all I know is God said to do it. And I said, he'll be with me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. That means you pastor that whole flock.
Yeah.
God put you over. See, this right here is Fredonia's little flock. Ain't many here. Now, let me tell you something. That's God's place. Jerry's been put here as our pastor to lead us and to guide us and to be an overseer. And I've watched so many preachers. You know, I just read to you about the Harley. I've seen a lot of preachers take, and they would come into the house of God, and they'd say they want a pastor. And the first time a little problem came, they run.
Mm-hmm.
I pastored for nearly 19 years, one problem after another. And one day God said, you can leave. I've been preached on about that, about leaving. I've been preached on about that, brother. Don't you get me wrong. I've been talked to and talked bad about. But when God said, just same as He sent me, He told me to leave.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you something. When God tells that man to leave, you have to go. But He put him here for a reason. People say, well, I didn't vote him in. Was he at church when the day it took place? Mm-hmm. I told my deacon one time, I said, you know what you are? You have a yellow stripe up down your back because you're a coward. Yeah. You're afraid of the people. He said, I wouldn't vote because I need directed people to be against it. Well, you was the one brought it up and wanted to do it to start with.
Yeah.
Chicken, carrot.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it.
Now, the shepherd, to keep us in line, keep us in check. Now, I'm coming to a close. I just want to make a point. I tell you what's gotten kind of a little bit wrong with the church. Jerry might agree, he might disagree. If he don't, that's fine. We love each other, go about our business. But I remember a time when there was correction in the house of God. Mm-hmm. I've stopped church and corrected people. Yeah. I seen him preaching one Sunday and two women talking about their home interior. I was a deacon. I didn't say anything bad. I thought, oh God, I'm glad it wasn't me. He said, what you all talking about, is that more important than what I'm preaching about? That got some people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
One night in revival, preacher preached on hell, preached it hot, preached his heart out. And as soon as he got done, he began to give altar call and he was crying. His brother had just died and he bleed. He said he didn't make a change. He said he died in drugs and he thought he went to hell. He said, I believe the boy went to hell. He said, I can't help it. And his heart was broken and he was trying to tell everybody how bad it was. Two young men in the back of the church house, stifling and cutting nothing going on, 16, 17 year old. Man, when I got in that pulpit, I ate them up. I didn't call no names, but let me tell you, before I got done, one of them daddies done had one of them drug out on the porch. But let me tell you something good about that. Next two Sundays later, I got a phone call, and that one boy got took out on the porch, he got saved.
Praise
the Lord. 2 weeks later, I got another phone call, and the other one got saved. Got their attention. Nobody ever got their attention.
Yeah.
My Ruth Boss, you know what he says? My preacher don't have to yell and scream to get my attention. That's the problem. He never got his attention. Needs somebody to get our attention. Mm-hmm. God got my attention.
Amen.
God got my attention and told me I was going to hell. But I was already condemned before I ever went to church.
Yeah.
Hey man, I was lost and undone. But he told me there was a better way. He sent a Savior to me. Hey, that gave me hope. Hey man, that sent God to me. And I'll take you yonder. Hey man, I'll take you to a place. Hey, that's out of this world.
Yeah.
Amen.
So this morning, I know people don't like that kind of talking about what goes on in churches, but I'm telling you folks, that's what's wrong with the church today. It's become a social club.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm not throwing off on the church. Don't you dare think I'm throwing off on this church. I am not. I've been in a lot of other churches. I know what I'm talking about. You get some bigger churches, folks, you'll see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They're there doing everything but paying attention.
Right.
When the women will come into church, and I don't mean to say this, but I'm going to say it whether anybody likes it or not. When they come in half naked, they something wrong.
That's right.
Exactly right. And when the men come in, their shirts unbuttoned down to here and stuff, and hang on their chest or showing and stuff. There's something wrong with that picture. You know what God done? He cleaned me up whenever I got saved.
Exactly.
Huh? He cleaned me up when I got saved.
Yeah.
I wore blue jeans, cowboy boots, and a shirt, brother. But when I started preaching, that's what I changed my attire. I go to work, I wear an old nasty t-shirt and blue jeans every day. When I go to the house of God, I try to clean up.
Amen. Yeah.
Huh? Try to look like something. People say it don't matter. Yes, it does matter. Does to me, might not to you, might not bother you at all, but it matters to me how I present myself to God.
Amen.
I love you. I come to a close. The shepherd of my soul, he changed my attitude about a lot of things, changed my thoughts about a lot of things, Brother Eric.
Amen.
I ain't going off on what you wear to church, as long as you look modest and decent. You can wear your bibbed overalls, brother.
Amen.
I love you just as much. It don't matter. But don't come unclothed.
Yeah.
Be clothed. Amen. With humility. Honesty. Hey man, this morning would you stand, Melissa, if you can get Jerry moved? Lacey's heart.
Try.
Hey man, this morning, just think about this.
You don't have to dwell on all the stupid stuff I've said. But you can dwell on this. There's somebody curious about you. His name is Jesus. He gave his life for you that you can make heaven your home. And he wants us, Brother Ed, to just look toward him for our needs and our problems.
Amen.
One of the writers over in Philippians said this. He said that he would grant unto you all the riches of his glory.
Yep.
When you have problems, hey man, if you come to him, according to his riches and glory, he will supply our every need.
All right, man.
What do you need? Friendship, companionship, good whipping, good loving, whatever. God will supply that. When we come to him humble and say, Lord, here am I.
Amen.
We got so many. Used to be an old fellow down at Buckner Free Will Baptist Church, sung this song. We've let the bars down, is how the goats got in.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you've ever dealt with a goat. I have. Daddy raised them, stupid thing. That's the sorriest animal ever walked faces
up. Oh,
they are. You could put them in a pasture full of green grass, and they see a neighbor's garden over here, and they go eat it.
Yeah, exactly.
They jump the fence, go eat the garden. Amen. Or you could feed them good grain or whatever, they still get out and tear up somebody else's stuff. Couldn't keep them up. Daddy liked them things. I never did know why. But a sheep, it's timid. It's tender. It needs leadership. It needs guidance. And whatever you teach it, it'll do.
Yeah.
That's why they'll just walk up to the slaughter.
Yeah. They will.
And be killed. They won't try to run from it or nothing. I've never seen it, but I've heard that. Talk about people slaughtering him. So they'll just walk up and cut his throat and he'll just lay down and bleed out.
Amen.
It's amazing how that God compared us to the lambs and the sheep. He said, Peter, he said, do you love me? Peter said, yeah, Lord, I love you. He said, feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Peter said, Lord, you know I do. He said, feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Boy, Peter got angry the third time. He said, Lord, thou knowest all things. You know that I love you. He said, then feed my sheep.
Yeah.